the rebel heart. Refuse to settle. A timid heart makes for tepid love. It will not benefit you, your children, or the world in general, and it is a heartbreaking thing to observe. Go for greatness. Give yourself permission to be awesome. There is strength in vulnerability. The seeds of trust live there. We must begin the process from within. A heart that is open and charged can attract and hold immense love and miracles, reaching past socialization and stigma, past hurts and perception, and what passes for love on TV and in movies requires bravery and self-respect. There is a plethora of horrific ideas that corrupt and distort the peace and innocence of the heart. The noise is influenced by broken relationships that we see, experience, or are raised in. The noise is influenced by spiritual suppression and cultural quirks. The noise is a result of shame, embarrassment, and guilt. However, it is all just noise, and we must be selective about which frequencies we allow into the sacred space. We must also become aware of and heal any variations of toxins that may exist in our memories. Our bodies are constantly renewing themselves, and health and vitality are the natural default, so why shouldn't our hearts be included? While it may exist in its own domain, it is the source of all good things, and we can let go of our emotional callousness. Every moment presents another opportunity to effect change, even if only on a small scale. So, on this day that honors all that is heart, rekindle the hearth and stoke the eternal flame. Invite the dance of fire and passion back into your life, and reconnect with the infinite and divine. You have it. You are it. Remember. Love your life.